Last week we learned in Moedah Ani that we say Shechazarto bi neshmasi. We add the word bi, that Hashem returned my neshama to me, because we said from the Medrash it's not pashat that everyone gets back their neshama. My neshama doesn't end up somewhere else. So we say Shechazarto bi neshmasi, because Hashem is kelemes. Bechemla, Hashem is Machzor Neshama Bechemla. What's Chemla? We said it from the Vilna Gaon. Chemla is when it's compassion, when it comes after a time of kas. And like we said from Rashi and Parashas Mishpatim, that every person that goes up, their Neshama goes up at night, really everyone is really Dan L'Chiv, and there's some element of kas, and Hashem is Machzor Neshama Bechemla, even though we're not worthy. Rabba Emunasecha, Rabba, we said, from the Kli Yoker, that the Rabba is when something is a lot, but it's continuous, non-stop. When it keeps on going, non-stop. And that's Rabba Emunasecha. Hashem's Emunah and faith to give our Neshama back is Rabba. It's non-stop. Hashem, every single day, gives our Neshama back. And we made a calculation that with the amount of Neshamas coming down to the world, every split second, there's 90,000 Neshamas that Hashem is returning to this world. It's Rabba, a continuous hatava that Hashem is doing for us. Emunah Secha, that Hashem has Emunah, we have Emunah and Hashem that He's going to return it, and we explained the Rekeach, the Emunah Secha, the basis of our Emunah, that Hashem is indeed going to give our Neshama back, is because it's, like the Rekeach says, it's Umna Secha. The returning our Neshamas is something that it's Hashem's Umnes, it's Hashem's trade. And we explained because a trade is something that enables life. And Kaviyachol, our Avedis Hashem enables the Kiyum of Hashem's Kaviyachol Shechina B'tachtayin, Hashem to rest the Shechina in this world. I'd like to share one last idea on Moedah Ani. This will be finishing up Moedah Ani. I think it's a fundamental idea, and it's also it could be a sort of an introduction to Tefillah Shachris. The Rekech over there that we mentioned last week, this Rekech is... The pasuk really is in Eicha. Chadoshim la bekarim, Rabba Munasecha. That Hashem makes new our neshama every morning in the baker. Rabba Munasecha. So this is where Rabba Munasecha comes from. Pasuk in Eicha. So there's another rekech there, and he says as follows. He says something very interesting. He says, Rabba Munasecha. If you take the letters Rabba, the three letters Rabba is Resh, Beis, and Hey. And the first two letters of Emunah Secha is Aleph Mem. Those five letters are the letters spell out Avraham. If you scramble those letters, Rabba and Aleph Mem, it spells out Avraham. It says the Rekech, Rabba Emunah Secha, the first five letters is Oisi Ois Avraham, Zechusai. The schos of Avram uksiv, and it says about Avram, behemin b'Hashem. Avram had amuna, Rabba amuna secha, Hashem, that Avram Avinu had amuna. What exactly is the rekech? The rekech is from the Rishonim. What is the rekech? What is the meaning behind this? That Avram is hinted to or spelled out in the word Rabba, and also in the first two letters of amuna secha, because he had amuna. So maybe he should be hinted to in the word Emunah Secha fully. Why is he also hinted to in Rabba? What is the meaning that he's hinted to Rabba and the first two letters of Emunah Secha? These two words. So there's a Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Megillas Rus. He says that there's two core primary midas that Hashem runs the world. Hashem runs the world with Chesed and Din. And he defines a little bit what's exactly Chesed and Din. Chesed, he says, I'll read his words. Ki mitzad ha-chesed, chesed says, lehetiv tomid b'li hefsek. Chesed says, to bestow goodness without a break, with just straight, total goodness, non-stop. V'af l'she'enei hagen. And number two, even to people that are not worthy. Pure chesed says to just bestow goodness limitless, total, without any gvulim, without any boundaries. And it's all one idea, like he continues to explain, that the mida of chesed is total hispashtus, total spreading out without any out any gvulim, out, with no boundaries. That's what pure chesed says. Then there's another midah called din. Din is not just a different midah, it's actually the opposite of chesed. And it sort of harnesses chesed and that it shouldn't spread too far. And din says not to be spread out. Not to spread out. His words are, "Ubechinas din hu shaloy lehispashet ul hashpia kol kach," and to bestow goodness so much lebru of el bashir, only with a shear, with an amount, it holds back the midah of chesed. And someone who's not worthy shouldn't get that chesed. And he says that we know every midah of Hashem, there's a shame Hashem for every midah. What are the shemes for these two things? So he says, the shame of din is shakai. And he says, because Hashem said, lo elom I die. And really he's referring to a Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says, v'omer av Yehuda omer Rav. Rav Yehuda Marav says, b'shoh shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha'olam. When the moment Hashem created the world, ha'yamarchi v'ha'ylich, the world was expanding and just going unlimitless. Just kept on going. Kishtei pakiyoy shel shesi, like two rolling balls of thread. They just kept on unraveling the world.
Before?
When Hashem was creating the world. Ad until shegar boy HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hamida. Hashem shouted at the world and it slowed down, stopped. V'hainu domer Rish Lakish, and this is what Rish Lakish says, Mai dechsiv ani kel shakai, ani hu she'amarti lo'olam die. I said to the world, die, enough. So, says the Vilna Gaon, these two things that Hashem was expanding limitlessly, marcha v'hoylech, which just kept on going, that's chesed. And then Hashem harnessed the chesed with din, and that was the midah of die, to hold it back. What's the shame of chesed? So he says, the shame of chesed is the shame havaya, is what he says. Now, really, we know the shame havaya is called in Svarim the shame ha'etzem. And that means that the shemas of Hashem are really all about, we don't really have an understanding at all of what Hashem is. We can't, Hashem is ein soif, Hashem doesn't have gulam. We could only understand what we could picture in our mind. We can't imagine, we can't grasp Hashem. It's impossible. But what we do understand is the way Hashem deals with the world. And Hashem deals with the world different ways, with chesed, din. So he says that chesed, so havaya really is the shem ha'etzem, because the shem ha'etzem means that what we do know about Hashem is that he exists and he's limitless. And that's hoya hoy viviyah. Hoya hoy viviyah represents the idea that Hashem is ain't saif. We have no idea. What we do know is that he exists, limitless, we have no idea. So how could Havaya be the name of Chesed if it's the name of who he is, not what he does? So he says, it's really both, because we know that one of the kavanas of the Shem Havaya is that he's Hoya Hoy Viviyeh, Umahava Hakol, and he puts everything he's Mahava, he puts into existence. And says the Vilna Gaon, that's the shame of Chesed. Chesed is that he's Mahava Hakol. So it's interesting, the shame of Havaya is both a name which talks about Hashem as who he is, and which that's all we know is that he's Hoya Hoy Viviyeh, and it's also Mahava Hakol, and also that how that he deals with the world. And it's interesting because I was thinking about it today that after we say Hashem Hashem, we say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoy. So what are these two things, Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoy? So it's interesting, the Sech Yitzchak in Baruch Sha'amar, he says that we say Baruch Poydeh Matzel Baruch Shemoy. So he says Baruch Shemoy, whenever we talk about the shame, shemais of Hashem are always, we can't understand Hashem, but the shemais always represent the way he's noyeg with the world, the way he acts with us. So he says, Baruch Shemoy is referring to we're blessed, we're Baruch, what the way he deals with us. And early on in Baruch Sha'amar, he says, Baruch Sha'amar v'hoya oilam Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is him, can't talk to him, but Baruch Hu is referring to Shem Atzim. It's referring to who he is, as not the way he deals with us, but Hashem as who he is, which we can't really grasp, but when we say Baruch Hu, that's what we mean when we say Baruch Hu. So it's interesting, when we say Hashem's the Shem Havaya, we say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoy, because the Shem Havaya is sort of a blend of both. First, there's one element of it that it's the Shema Etzem, that it's that it, we're talking about Hashem, that He's Halyahaviya, He exists, and also that He's Mahava Hakal, that He puts everything in existence. So that's Baruch Hu and Baruch Shemai. But then the Vilna Gaon goes on to say something which is really a big chiddush, a very fascinating idea. He says these two things, that there's the Shema, that there's Halyahaviya, and then there's Mahava Hakal, and then He's Noig with the world, with Chesed, are really connected. And I'll read his words. His words are as follows. Upuloisov nimshach me'atzmusai. The way He deals with the world is connected to who, kaviyachol, what He is. He says like this. Ukishem, just like shehu yizbarach, just like Hashem Himself, b'li t'chilo v'techlo, He's without a beginning, He has no limits. Kein cheftzay ritzaynai, so to His desire and His will is, the ratzon Hashem is, lehetiv lebruov, to bestow goodness, ad beli dai, limitless. The mid of chesed is coming from the ratzon of Hashem to give limitless. Kishem, that He is limitless, His ratzon is to give in a way that's total limitless, even someone who's not worthy, non-stop, total bestowing goodness to the world. And that's the Midah of Chesed. So the Midah of Chesed is a little bit, I guess you could say, different than other Midahs. It's a Midah that's connected to Kaviyachol, this that Hashem is Hayi Viviya, that He's Ein Tachlis, then that Hashem wants to bestow that on that type of idea, of that Midah of Espashtas, of Ein Seif. So if you think about it, this really, you know, we talk about the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Avram, the Yitzchak is Gvura and Yira. Avram Avinu is the Amud HaChesed. Titan Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov is Emes, Taira. And Avram is Chesed. But we also know that Avram Avinu stands for another idea, and that is Emuna, like we said from the Rekech, Vehem and Vashem. He introduced Hashem to the world. Everyone was serving Avodah Zarah, and He introduced Hashem to the world. But I think that these two things are really interconnected. The Midah of Chesed and Emunah and Hashem is interconnected, based on what the Vilna Gaon is saying. And if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisaida HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Hey, when he talks about Emunah and Hashem, he says, this God, Hu HaManig HaGalgal B'Koyach, Hashem is this Manig, this ruler, is being Manig the Galgal, the Galgal Chama, the sun, the world that's going round every day. Hashem is running the world with a force that's non, it doesn't have a tachlis, doesn't exhaust. It's just a force that doesn't stop. Why? The world keeps on going non-stop. And he says, so this, Hashem is doing this, and without physicality. Anything that's physical has some limits, has some exhaustion, has to stop at some point. When we see the world, that the world is running in a way that it doesn't stop.
What do you mean with the planet?
The planets, the Galgal Chama, everything that's happening that just keeps on going day after day, that leads us to realize that Hashem is running it, and it's coming from a force which is non-ending. And if you look, when the Rambam talks about what happened with Avodah Zarah and the Hishtalshelus of how it started in the world, it started in the Me'enosh, it's fascinating, it's worth it to look at it. It's like a whole storyline. In the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he says how they started to serve Avodah Zarah, and then it got worse and worse, until finally Avram Avinu was born. Then things change, and he says, this young boy, he says, "Kimen shenigmal esan zeh, hischa l'shaitet b'dayta." He would think. V'ukatan, he was young. V'lachashev b'yoyim v'layla. He kept on thinking. He didn't stop thinking about this day and night. V'haya tamia. He couldn't understand something. Heich efsher shi'i ha'galgal hazeh noyik tamid. How is it possible that this world that's running over and over, you know, keeping the sun is coming down, up and down, up and down, that it keeps on going? Doesn't have someone running it. It can't go by itself. So if you look in the Rambam carefully, he says that what was bothering Avraham Avinu was, how is it possible that the world could run tamid? How is it possible that it could run continuously without exhaustion? And then the Rambam says, until this is what got him going, and he came to that realization, he was makir the Eivishter. And this is how he introduced Hashem Yisbarach to the world. And he started to break Avodah Zarah. And this is really, think about it, this is...
It's not an easy job.
No, not easy.
Because it can't be pictured like it's a man. It's not like a train that needs a conductor. It's 24/7. It's too big.
What? Yeah. Right. So Avraham Avinu, through seeing this hanhaga of non-stop, of limitless, he realized that this is coming from a koyach, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisrael Torah, that's beli tachlis. That's what he saw from seeing, we'll put it in our words, from seeing the midah of emet, of chesed in the world. The midah of chesed is a midah of non-stop bestowing goodness and keeps on going non-stop. Through seeing the midah of chesed in the world, that's what brought him to Emunah in Hashem. That's what brought him to Emunah. So this, that Avraham Avinu stands for chesed and stands for Emunah, it's really one of the same. When he saw the chesed and the bria of the Hashem bestows just total without gvulim, through seeing that, he realized that Hashem is ein seif and Hashem is limitless. And this we can understand the Rekech. The Rekech says that Avraham Avinu is in the two words Rabba Emunah Secha, starting from Rabba and going into the word Emunah Secha. We said last week that the word Rabba from the Kli Yakar connotes this idea of when something keeps on going without stop. The Kli Yakar says that at the end of Parashas Bereishis, it says that Hashem saw that it was Rabba Ra'asa Adam. And he explains over there that the taivas that they were running after was non-stop. That's what he says. It was beli hefsek, says the Kli Yakar. The midah of Rabba is a midah of chesed. It's non-stop bestowing goodness. And parenthetically, it happens to be that the word Rabba is the same gematria as the word Ein Sof, 207. Because Rabba is that idea of unlimited, without gvulim. So Avraham Avinu, he saw the midah of Rabba in the world, and Hashem runs the world Rabba, with the midah of Rabba, and that led him to Emunah in Hashem. That led him to have Emunah. So that's why Avraham Avinu is hinted to, is in the Oisius of Rabba, Emunah Secha, is the Rabba, the meat, seeing the Ein Seif, the seeing the Hatov, the Chesed of Hashem, that's what led him to come to that Emunah. So that's why it goes from the word Rabba into Emunah Secha of Avraham Avinu. So this really could be a chizik for us when we wake up in the morning and we think about it. We're margish the midah of Rabba. Hashem is continuously giving our every single day and every moment. Hashem is continuously b'li hefsek, giving back our neshama to us, and like the villain, and that's also even though we're not worthy. That's the ultimate. That's pure chesed that Hashem gives nonstop b'li hefsek, and Hashem gives even to us even though we're not worthy. That is total midas chesed. And when we wake up in the morning, Rabba Munasecha, we feel that we're margish that chadoshim labakarim Rabba Munasecha. And that could help us start our day with a chizik and emunah, the same way Avraham Avinu taught the world by doing chesed, that reminds us that Hashem is ein seif. So that could be for us a chizik when we realize the midah of Rabba, that Hashem is non-ending, is chesed. In fact, if you look in Eicha, the pasuk chadoshim labakarim Rabba munasecha, the pasuk that precedes that is chazdei Hashem ki leisamenu ki leichal rachamav. That Hashem's chesed is loy somenu, is non-ending. And then we say, chadoshim labakarim rabba munasecha. Because Hashem's chesed is this midah of rabba, which is non-ending, non-stop. And that leads us to Emunah, just like Avraham Avinu was makeh that. This could lead us into understanding the, like we said, an introduction for Shachris. We know Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Bracha says, that tfilois ovois tiknum, that the Avos instituted the tefillas. Avraham Avinu instituted Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov Meirv. What does it mean they instituted? I'm saying What does it mean? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were the ones that came much later. They were the ones that created the Nusach HaTfilah. So what exactly did the Avos institute? The Nusach came later. What exactly? So I once heard from Rabbi Ella Lapian, Zecherno Livracha, he said, very interesting, he said, and I'm not sure if he gave this mashal, but if let's say someone never knew that there's such a thing as a telephone, and you tell him, you know, there's something that, there's a technique that you could use, that you could communicate with someone on the other side of the world. And he's like, wow, how is that possible? And then he said, I'm going to show you. And you take a phone off the wall, and you press a few numbers, and you call your friend in Eretz Yisrael, and you start talking to him, and he's talking. And he says, what's the big deal? You just picked up, pressed a few buttons, and you're just talking to the guy. What's the big deal? Like, what's so big? What's so special? And you say, you have to realize, yeah, it's true. What I just did is not so special. But you know what it took, the chokhmah behind establishing the phone lines and setting up the wires that I could go now and you're 2020 and, you know, and pick up the phone and make it a phone call just like that? You know how much work it took by geniuses in science to figure out how to set up the lines and all the phone connection? That took tremendous chachma and lots of work. Says Rabbi Ella Lapian, every day we wake up, we go to davening, and we talk, and we remind b'muna shleima that our tefillahs go straight up to Hashem, we have a direct line, right? Oh, it's so easy, right? It's not so easy. We needed the avos to set up the phone lines. We needed the avos to set up the phone lines. They set up that when we go ahead and we start davening to Hashem, our tefillahs go straight up to Hashem. That's what the Avos did. They instituted the phone lines. They set up the wires. So what exactly did the Avos do? What does this mean that they set up the tefillahs for us? Also, it's interesting, you know, why specifically did Avram set up Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha? So one could think that makes sense because the first tefillah of the day when you wake up is Shachris. So Avram Avinu was the first Av, so he did the first one. And Yitzchak did the second one. And Yaakov did the third tefillah. That's how you can understand on a simple level. But the Vilna Gaon explains it differently. He says it's much more than that. The Vilna Gaon in Yahal Or, in Parshas Shalach, in the beginning of Parshas Shalach, he says a very interesting thing. He says that we know that the day, the night is one part, is set up as one, and the day is split up into two, Baker and Tzaraim. The first part of the day is Baker, and the second part of the day is Tzaraim. He says, I'm going to read his words. He says, Ad chatzi hayoim, until the first part of the day, tol chatzis of the day, ho'or, the light, the or, miskaber v'choylach. It's growing and keeps on going. U'mechatzi hayoim v'eilach, but from chatzis and on, the afternoon, mischalish ho'or. The or is being weakened. Says the Vilna Gaon, V'chol she'or mismayit, as long as the or is being minimized in the afternoon, hadin maschal, the midah of din, of Hashem's midah of din, starts in the afternoon. Why? She'or hu chesed. Or is chesed. Or represents chesed. Because or is total hispashtus. He says, V'chol hispashtus mitzad ha'chesed. Hispashtus, spreading out, limitless, right? That's the midah of chesed, like we explained earlier. And or is chesed. Again, another gematria. It's interesting that or is gematria, also Ein Seif and Rabbah, 207. Or also represents this midah of hispashtus, of total going. V'hiskanshus umiyat, when there's limits, when things are being suppressed, mitzad ha'gvura. That's the midah of Gvura. Gvura holds back. It's Memayat. So the Vilna Gaon continues to explain that the morning is a time where Hashem is being noig with the world, with the midah of Chesed. And we see that the Or, which is Chesed, is Spashtus, is shining and keeps on going. At what point of day does that start to minimize? Chatzis, that's Tzaraim, that's the afternoon. Then the Or starts to shrink, to minimize and to be held back, to go down.
Chatzis to Hashem.
What? Chatzos is 207. Okay. Okay. 207 in the day. He says that this is, and he goes to explain that this is why Avram Avinu was Misak and Shachris. Avram Avinu is the midah of chesed. Avraham Avinu helps through his realizing the chesed and acting chesed and revealing Hashem's chesed to the world. He enabled us to tap in to Hashem's chesed, and that is the why that shachrish, which is at the time that Hashem is being noig with the world with the midah of chesed, and Hashem is bestowing chesed to the world. That's why Avraham Avinu was the one that instituted chesed, and Yitzchak is the midah of gvura. That's why his midah, he was instituted after mincha, and Yaakov, for a different time, it's a little bit more complicated. Yaakov Avinu, why he was ma'ariv. So this could help us understand. This is sort of like an introduction to the tefillah shachris that we're coming with the schus of Rabba Munasecha Chadashim Labakram. We wake up in the morning, and we come to daven to Hashem with trying to tap in to that midah of a chesed of Hashem. And just to end off, we're coming to the Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that Lehayu Yomim Tovim LiYisrael Kiyom Kippurim was from the greatest Yom Tov. And the Gemara says one reason is because it's a Yom Slicho Mechila. Yom Kippur is such a special day because Hashem forgives us for all the things we did wrong. And if you think about it, the midah of Slicha Mechila that Hashem, that's coming from the midah of Chesed. Like we're going to say on Yom Kippur night, Slachna la'avoyin ha'om hazeh kegoydel chastecha. The midah of chesed is the midah, the pure chesed, that Hashem forgives us, even though we're not worthy. Din says that someone who goes against the melech malachim lachim, how could he be forgiven? The pure midah of chesed, Yom Kippur is a day that we could tap in. There's a tremendous pure chesed with that gives us the slicha that Hashem is forgives us for what we did. Just the one thing holding back always is din. Din always is the midah that says that harnesses the chesed. So what can we do to sort of minimize the din? So for that we have tshuva. If we do tshuva, the Sfarim say, the Balei Motzer say, the Chazal tell us, kol mokim sheyesh din lamata ein din lamayla. If we act with the midah of din down here, then Hashem is not naig with din. And the way we are naig with din is by judging ourselves, correcting ourselves, saying we could do better, and fixing ourselves and doing tshuva. And once we do that, there's no din lamayla, and then the pure midah of chesed, which is total bestowing, slichum, chila, afla she'enei hogan, even though we're not worthy, and we're Hashem, someone who something wrong, but no, that's the midah of chesed, that's the midah of Yom Kippur. We should be zeichet to be nechtav and sefer slichum, chila, and we should be zeichet to gmar chesed.